It's almost 5 years now since the outreach clinic that had existed for many of a year in Letterkenny Hospital was discontinued. And since then, there has been several commitments given and indeed subsequently broken by both the Sealta Hospital Group and also by the government in relation to the reinstatement of the outreach clinic in Letterkenny. Originally, we were told that the service is currently led by two consultants. Temporarily, it had gone down to one, and we were told that whenever it went back to two, that the outreach clinic would be reinstated. And then whenever it came back to the strength of two, they said it would only be reinstated once there was a third consultant employed. I've had several commitments from the government as to when this would happen. Going back just to last May, the Sealta Hospital Group indicated that they were in the full throes of recruitment. Yet last week I received a further response to indicate that they're only now starting to conduct and arrange for interviews. Simply, the way this has been handled by both Sealta and the government has been unacceptable, and it's yet another example of how patients from Donegal are being failed by the government and the health service, and indeed are being forced to endure a type of service and unfortunately long journeys at a time whenever and in a condition where those journeys are exceptionally difficult and painful for them in many cases.
They have said to you that there's a delay in appointing a rheumatologist. Why do you think there is a delay? Do you feel the situation runs deeper than that?
It's simply the fact that this hasn't been given significant priority, and I believe it comes down to a budgetary issue at the end of the day, and that the post is being stalled because of the fact that there's a lack of will and indeed a lack of a financial backup to actually put the third consultant now in place. But that's only one of the issues. I mean, this outreach clinic did exist before when the rheumatology service was led by two consultants. And in my view, it could be put back in place immediately if the will was there. But unfortunately, neither the Sealta Hospital Group nor our government are prioritising patients. And instead, are making the patients do the travel. And simply, in my view, that's not the way the health service should be run, and it's unacceptable that patients across many services, and in this case here, arthritis patients are having to make regular journeys for checkup of 100 miles each way at a time whenever really the thought of that for many of those patients is too much, and really it's totally unnecessary if we had the proper will from both the government and the Sealta Hospital Group to reinstate the outreach clinic.